science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. When we take the first letter of each of these disciplines, we get the acronym term STEM. The STEM acronym was introduced in 2001 by scientific administrators at the US National Science Foundation, NSF. Although evidence of talks regarding policy initiatives addressing improving education in mathematics, science, engineering, and technology can be found around 10 to 15 years earlier. The NSF previously used the acronym SMET until biologist and assistant director of education and human resources, Judith Ramelay, rearranged the word to form the STEM acronym. Findings from international studies such as TIMSS, Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study, and PISA, Program for International Student Assessment, indicated that a notably comparable large percentage of students in the United States was underperforming, that fueled discussions for competitive educational reform strategies. If I'm not mistaken, in January 2016, former US President Barack Obama, in one of his weekly speeches, stated his goal of a $1 billion US dollars private investment plan for improving STEM education. This was not just because of what the international findings had shown regarding academic performance, but also because of how those findings translated to a corresponding lack of interest in pursuing STEM fields and the catastrophic effects that could have on the country on a national and global level. The United States, of course, were not the only nation to acknowledge that future challenges demand innovation, creativity, and problem-solving skills, which is why many countries worldwide started working on educational reforms that would reevaluate and rearrange curriculum connected to STEM so that, among other things, a better link with the relevant work fields would be established. According to Hatzopoulos 2019, the definition of STEM still remains unclear and ambiguous, which is why the focus has shifted towards the several directions and approaches one can take when tackling STEM education. The STEM term itself is open to changing to many variations in order to make it more attractive based on context and interests so as to foster students' innovation and creativity. Such variations include STEAM, as in STEM plus arts, STREAM, as in STEM plus arts plus reading or research. And then there is STEM with a double M, the extra one being medicine. Going back to the directions for STEM efforts, Vasquez, Comer, and Snyder state that there are four levels of STEM integration: disciplinary, multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary, and transdisciplinary. With disciplinary, students learn concepts and skills separately in each discipline. With multidisciplinary, students learn concepts and skills separately in each discipline, but in reference to a common theme. For interdisciplinary, students learn concepts and skills from two or more disciplines that are tightly linked so as to deepen knowledge and skills. And in transdisciplinary, by undertaking real-world problems or projects, students apply knowledge and skills from two or more disciplines and help to shape a learning experience. In any approach or definition, however, there seems to be a common denominator that shows STEM representing an integrated approach where the academic, scientific, and technical aspects are studied in the context of real life, aiming to the creation of stable relations between school, society, work, and the whole world, contributing to the competitiveness in world economy. That is why the definition of STEM we will be using as a general reference and guide will be the one provided by the National Science Teachers Association, which is the following. A common definition of STEM education is an interdisciplinary approach to learning, where rigorous academic concepts are coupled with real-world lessons as students apply science, technology, engineering, and mathematics in contexts that make connections between school, community, work, and the global enterprise, enabling the development of STEM literacy and with it, the ability to compete in the new economy. Some of the STEM education goals include the following: STEM literacy, 21st century competencies, employability, skills and readiness, STEM field interest, engagement and employment, increased pedagogical content knowledge for educators, upgraded STEM teaching methods for educators as well, connections, a multidisciplinary culture, productive team community development. The next two segments will incorporate two external videos in order to stimulate and focus the conversation around the two main issues surrounding our reason for using STEM, or rather STREAM, in this project. Those are the bigger picture and the job market or entrepreneurship.